What's going on, guys and girls, and welcome back to the Health Hitters Project. So today is the first of many, and this is the first Q&A show that we're going to be doing. And yes, I said we're. So I'm joined by my fiance, Gemma.
Hi.
Yeah, that's Gemma saying hello. She's got a cold at the moment. Nah, I never get colds. Gemma always gets colds. So I'm lucky. Why do you always get colds?
I don't know.
Nah, we'll answer that in another episode then. If we can find out an answer. Which I think we can.
Always get colds.
You do normally get colds.
I haven't had one for ages.
That is true. But how long you had this one for?
2.5 weeks.
Shoes. Alright, so how it's all going to go is we're going to take questions from people on Facebook, iTunes, Instagram. So if you've got any questions, just ask. Either, like I said, in iTunes reviews, and we'll go through them and we'll kind of answer them. If from Facebook, you just go to JM15 Fitness and I can answer them through there. Or on Instagram, you can just go to JamesMatthews_JM15. So either way, you can just ask any questions and then we will answer them on the show for you. So today we're going to go through the first question. Some of the questions will be just kind of made up by us just to kind of allow you to get more of a grasp and kind of give you some answers to some things, because I know some things might not be asked, because I know normally when people ask, it's going to be like, what's the best diet, which is we will go through, but there's no such thing as the best diet, but we'll go through that in another day. So Jem's going to ask the questions, and if it ever is relationship related, if it's ever recipe related and stuff like that, then we'll possibly both answer it, won't we? Because you're good at recipes.
Yeah.
You're inventive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't let me in the kitchen, do you?
Because you can't cook.
I can cook.
You cannot.
You're just bossy boots.
Yeah, because if you can't do something right, get out.
Yeah, but then you moan that I never cook for you.
Because you don't.
Because you never let me to.
Because you can't cook.
Well, that's not very nice. I can cook chicken in an air fryer.
Well, that's not technically cooking. The air fryer does it for you.
I do Nando's chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. Okay. Why are you nodding your head at the same time?
I don't know.
Like a nodding dog. Alright, so, what is the first question?
So, in the new year, what's the number one thing besides training and nutrition that people should focus on?
So it all depends. Of course, training and nutrition is an important part of the journey. We all know, of course, what I stand for with the Health Hitters, which is talking about mindset and lifestyle on top of training and nutrition. So I think it's kind of, for me, I don't know if you feel the same way on it, is finding a way of being consistent, okay? Amount of people that start their journey and kind of go, I'm going to do like a 4, 5, 6, however long transformation, you know, within like a 16-week scope. And that's brilliant. That is fine. You know, there's no problem with these short transformations. You know, we've both gone through one, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've just kind of come off like an 8-week challenge. I done a 12-week, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 12-week one where I went from 103 down to 89.
Oh, yeah.
So that was, so you know, there's nothing wrong with fast transformations. You know, the kind of, there was a massive rise of fast transformations. Mm-hmm. And then there's this kind of now sustainability sort of thing. And as long as it's sustainable, that's all that matters. And I think you kind of got to look at both. I think both play a massive role, and it's all going to be dependent on so many things. But the main answer, I would say, is find a way of being consistent. You know, you need to look at the whole journey, and you need to look at everything and kind of go, okay, how am I going to be consistent? Is it, do I need to do like an 8-week transformation? Do I need to do a 10-week, 12-week? Do I need to do a 6-month or 12-month transformation? You know, where am I right now? What's the time frame that I want to do it in? Is that, you know, I'm all for shooting for the stars. That's a big thing for me. I think, you know, if you're going to set a goal, don't set it small. Like the amount of people that set small goals and then, yeah, complete them and then get annoyed. Do you think?
Why would you complete a goal and get annoyed?
Well, because you're like, I've done that now. Do you know what I mean?
I'd be happy that I've done it.
Yeah, you're happy that you've done it, but then you're like, well, where do
what
I go
do I
from
do next?
Yeah, where do I go from, where do I go next? It's kind of, that's what I think a lot of people do. They kind of go, well, I've set this goal. They know, you know, like the SMART principle, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time. And it's kind of like they set a realistic goal, which is brilliant. They hit it, and then they kind of, after they hit it, it's a bit like
coughing away there.
They hit it, and it's kind of like, well, where do I go from here? It's kind of like, if you set like this big goal, like shoot for the stars and kind of go really high with your expectations, and then reverse engineer, which is simply going back, looking for a journey, going, okay, I need to hit X marker for this week, I need to hit X marker for this month, and this marker for 3 months, and this marker for 6 months, and stuff like that, then I find that works better. But it's finding a way of being consistent. So even if you do a 12-week transformation, even if you do an 8-week transformation to kind of get the ball rolling and to get off to a nice, quick start, because we all know if you have a quicker start, there you're more likely to stick to it because you see quick progress.
How do you feel like if you see quicker progress, you're more happy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And does it make you want to stick to it more?
Yeah, because you're seeing a change.
Yeah.
So I think it's all dependent on the person, you know. So I do like, you know, like the 12-week transformations. Are you going to be in the shape that you want to be in straight away? Possibly not, you know, and this doesn't mean you go on these, like,
well, what are they, like, juice plus?
Fad diets.
Yeah, these fad diets. They're a load of shite. We can't swear on this, by the way, as well. So we can say shit, fuck.
James.
Anything that we want. It's my podcast. So, I think in those sort of things, we can, you know, take away all the fad diets, like the booty tea rubbish.
What about the 5-2?
You know, if it works for you, if that does work for you, then I think we all do some form of fasting nowadays anyway. I think the majority of us, you know, if you go to bed at 10 and then you wake up at, say, 8.
That's not fasting, that's just sleeping.
That's fast. You're still fasting.
You're not going to eat in anything. Your sleep.
No, of course. Some people do, you know. Some people get up at like 3, 4 o'clock and go and have a protein shake or eggs.
They're weird.
Stay on top of anabolism, which is the building of tissue. Really? In the middle of a podcast, you're going to say, oh, I'm boring, thanks. Arsehole. Right, so you really kind of need to understand it's finding a way of being consistent and finding a way of going through the journey and finding the way of being consistent, yeah, and kind of keeping on track. So if you do a 12-week journey, if you do a 16-week journey, it's finding the way of coming out the back that's going to allow you to carry on that journey. Now, don't get me wrong, you might come out the back of that journey and be like, well, I'm going to have a little bit more freedom, and then I'm going to get back on top of it. And that's fine. I think having like a mini break from it all, and you know, you've achieved a really good thing in 12 weeks, and then you're kind of going, okay, well, I'm going to take a bit of a break, and then I'm going to go again. I think that's cool. I think it's a good idea. But finding a way of being consistent, getting the calories back up, you know, even if you then go for another block of trying to get leaner because that's what you want, then go for it. So do everything like 12-week blocks. I think that's a good idea normally. But if you've got like a 6-month goal or a 12-month goal, you know, you don't have to go and do ridiculous stuff from the outset. You can kind of just put yourself into a very small deficit, which we'll go through. And, you know, in either one of the episodes, and you just kind of go through the journey, just chipping away each time, and it's a little bit more of a slower approach instead of doing a really quick approach at the start and then having to try and work it all out to get yourself back onto a sustainable or into a sustainable place. So that's what it is. I'd say consistency. I think that's a big
thing. So consistency is key.
Yeah, consistency is key. Consistency is king, right? Because if you can't be consistent to it, you know, you're never going to achieve. Result, you know, you can be normally most people can be consistent for 4, 5, 6 weeks, maybe you say,
yeah, or 4, 5, maybe less.
Yeah, some people less, yeah, don't get me wrong, if they get bored, 4, 5, 6 weeks, they say, but it's then kind of like they just, so I don't know, mindset, something gets in the way, and all of a sudden, everything kind of goes up.
You just want cake,
just want to change.
Yeah, you know, and everything just kind of goes up in the air, and it's like, yeah, you just go completely off the ball. So it's finding a way, and we'll go through that as well. That's something that we'll go through and understand a little bit more as we go through the journey. So that's the first Q&A. So the answer to that is consistency is key. Consistency is key. Find a way of being consistent, because that's ultimately what's going to get you the body that you want in 2019. Now, don't get me wrong, for some of you, you know, depending on how much you've got to lose, you might not be exactly where you want in 2019. However, you'll be in a lot better position than you were in 2018. Okay, so yeah, that's the first Q&A. How'd you find it, Jem? It's your first one ever.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, instead of going.
Yeah.
In the things.
I forgot.
You forgot.
Yeah, I'm used to you rambling on.
Yeah, that's true. And that's where we'll talk about relationships, because I do ramble on about fitness. Actually, if you say the word fitness or anything health related, that triggers me. So if Gemma starts normally talking, I normally switch off sometimes. in a nice loving way. Depends what you're talking about, really, isn't it?
Well, anything besides fitness, you switch off.
Yeah. I think that's quite a cool thing.
I don't.
Oh, well, now we're just rambling on. Turn it off. And I'm going to get beaten up.
Just turn it off.
Alright. Alright, we're out. Say bye.
Bye.
See you later, guys and girls.